be fair, the price of petrol here still cheaper than in most places around the world, but it has risen just over 10% in the UAE this month. Is it enough to make UAE commuters take an electric car seriously? We are joined now by Kevin Chaloup, founder and CEO of the electric vehicle platform EV Lab. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brandy. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me, what kind of take-up have we seen in the UAE so far with electric vehicles?
Well, we've seen the market grow amidst COVID. It's actually been quite exciting to see the growth during the pandemic from 2019 to 2020. It grew about 72%. And that's, if we remember well, during a year where we had lockdowns. In 2021, we are about doubled as well. But we're still a low percentage total in total vehicles.
Comparatively to worldwide. Why do you think we are lower than global averages?
Well, in part, fossil fuel prices are low here. And in part, we can have even more incentive schemes, in my opinion, that can support buyers of electric cars.
Why do you think we've seen a take up in COVID?
Well, I think in part people realize that collective action works. So we've been asked to wear masks, socially distance to solve this pandemic collectively. Tomorrow, challenges like climate change are the talk of the town, and so we'll really need to collectively, you know, buy electric cars, mobilize and put solar panels on our rooftops. So if we want to solve the issues of tomorrow, I think there is this general neural buyer consciousness.
Will a 10% increase in the price of petrol make cars more attractive, do you think? Or does it take more than that? Where is the tipping point?
Well, I mean, I think it's both. I don't think it needs to happen that way. There already is, you know, it's already cheaper to own an EV. As charging per kilometer is driven, it's about one third of the cost of refueling your car. If you count the after sales, the maintenance is much lower because you have about 10 times less spare parts. So all in all, I think the cost is an advantage. Subsidies can come in. More support, and I think it's also a choice at the end of the day we're all making.
What are we seeing happen to the price of electric cars, though? The price of batteries, particularly with the commodity super cycle that we've had?
Well, the price is going down. What's nice is the technology is constantly evolving. So we'll have, you know, now 1,000 kilometer batteries introduced soon, with NIO announcing this in China, and that'll only double and triple with time and pretty quickly. So the technology is only getting better, the price is going down, the battery is the main cost of the car, so it's exciting times.
What about the second-hand market, which has been a source of anxiety for some? Are they holding their value? As you say, the technology keeps getting better, which is great if you're buying a new one, but not necessarily if you're selling an older one.
You make a great point. On the one hand, it holds its value, in part because there are so little still of these products available. You know, if you can't find many, it'll definitely hold its value. There's more demand than supply. The other thing is leasing is a great option for electric car if you're looking to lease long term for 2 years, since the battery technology is rapidly evolving. So if you rent one now, you'll probably have a 400 or 500 kilometer option. In 2 years time, you can lease one with 1,000 kilometers. So you can change that way. That's also a good option.
Well, we had Aston Martin coming out yesterday and saying that they were going to be phasing out combustion engine only cars within 4 years. They'd be doing either hybrid or electric only. Is that the answer to get people into electric vehicles, to give them effectively no other choice?
I think policies, supportive policies will make sense. I don't think it should be that there is no other choice very abruptly. And I think that we'll always have this combustion engine. We'll always have a way to use it, but we need to have effective policy to push towards electrification for everyone.
And Kevin Chalub is the founder and CEO of the electric vehicle platform EV Lab, speaking to us this morning as we look at the cost of living.